You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Woo! You ain't about this life!
We had to start off the show with one of the most famous quotes in the world going around right now. But welcome, Basketball Wives fans. You are watching episode four.
There we go.
I'm still thinking about You Ain't About This Life. And I'm your host, Spicy Maddie. And we also have your host, Rebecca Prince, in the building.
Hey,
the
guys.
Beautiful, fabulous, and the amazing Fallon Mercedes.
Yay.
And we also have a special guest in the building, too, Princesa. Welcome, welcome. She's from Miami, living mi vida loca here in L.A.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
We're converting her into a Basketball Wife fan. And so this was a pretty juicy episode. I mean, not as fantabulous as the other ones, but they gave us a little bit of, you know, sneak peeks at what's to come, and we got to see some more fights, so that's always great whenever we're watching Basketball Wives.
Mm-hmm.
I am definitely excited.
Oh, it's Ronnie. We forgot to.
I couldn't forget.
He's in the booth, but he is here.
The man on the ones and twos, as I like to describe Ronnie.
I mean, it ain't a Basketball Wives recap show without Ronnie.
I mean, no. I mean, everyone's looking at you, four beautiful women up there, so
Ronnie,
one's worrying.
Put the camera on you right now so they can see you.
I know, but I'm saying no one's worrying about me. But I did want to say, I was interested because we all watch Basketball Wives. We know it. We love it. We transcend these conversations to our everyday life. You know, Maddie this weekend was screaming on the microphone, "You ain't about this life." I mean, it becomes part of us. My thing is with Princess, a new Basketball Wives fan, I want to know what her initial reaction was of the show.
Well, I'm not really a huge fan of the Basketball Wives, but
you ain't about this.
Yeah,
life.
I'm not about. I guess apparently I'm not about this life. They're trying to convert me, but I don't really know too much of the names. But all I remember was that there was an insane scene with bottle throwing and
yes,
plates
that's,
and everything.
And that's where we start
Evelyn.
This episode.
We get all these great quotes from, like, "You ain't about this life."
Can I just say that my girlfriend, it was her birthday this weekend, and she actually purchased an Evelyn shirt. Like, she wears her Evelyn "You Ain't About This Life" shirt.
Oh, she still has those t-shirts on?
Yes.
See, I don't know if you guys caught it, but Jen was wearing a t-shirt of her own. It said "Lucid and Lubes," and it had a little Louis Vuitton red heel on. So she has her own t-shirt line as well, and that's promoting her own lipstick and lip gloss.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then there was talk of Evelyn coming out with the Ocho Cinco lipstick, maybe?
With the 85.
I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
They're just capitalizing on all this.
Yes.
But speaking of the bottle throwing, because that's what you brought up. You remember the bottle throwing. That stood out most.
Yeah, remembered it.
Well, that's where they left us last episode with Evelyn, not popping bottles, but busting bottles up beside people's heads.
And plates. Can't forget
and
about
plates,
the plates.
Yeah. All the utensils, all the Tupperware you can think of.
What I found interesting is, you know, after she did it, you could see her still on her high, like, "I will kill her." Ah! And you know, Shawnee is just like, "Evelyn, a bottle just flew over my head. Like, this is not funny anymore." When, you know, people can get hurt. Like, she's lucky that if
this is not the first time people could have gotten hurt, and this is not the first time Shawnee should be surprised.
Yeah, but that's a weapon. A bottle?
And plates? And I don't know if you guys heard, but Evelyn took to her Twitter this weekend after she had seen last week's episode, and she was just like, you know, after watching that, I realized, you know, like, I apologize. I'm kind of ashamed after watching that, what I did. So, I mean, in the moment, she's all a little crazy.
She reacts first, right? And thinks second.
Exactly. But I was just surprised that she did apologize and took it to her blog. I don't know if her PR person did that.
Yeah. And I don't know if tweeting something is necessarily an apology. Maybe she should have sat down with Kenya and said, hey, sorry for throwing a bottle at
I'm
your
sorry,
head.
I threatened your
Wait,
life.
Wait, did Evelyn?
Twitter doesn't really count.
Did Evelyn take to her blog or did her publicist take to her blog?
She said she did.
It she told her publicist what to type. Same difference.
Exactly. Just like Jen told her publicist to write about Evelyn. She didn't do it.
Exactly.
My
sister Facebooks my messages sometimes, but it's kind of like from me. It's similar.
And the question I have about this episode, you said it wasn't as strong as some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But did Fallon, and this is more for you, did it give you 5 top quotes? I mean, every episode.
It always does.
As long as Fallon got her quotes, we're good.
Yeah.
As usual, Evelyn is in charge. Like, half the quotes, I'm like, this, you don't even have to put who said it. We already know Evelyn, it came from Evelyn.
Right.
But that's why she's going to get her own show, though, because she really does give you just some material to go off of. She's always 100% entertaining. She's always on. That's what it is. Other people, I think, sometimes get tired on the show. Mm-hmm. She's always ready for the camera.
Yep, this is true.
So
even when she was sitting down with her assistant that we've seen on this episode,
yes.
who also happens to be her friend, and she was just, you know, opening up and talking about, you know, some people might not get invited to the wedding, including Jen, and how she never thought ever that, you know, she would be at this point with Jen, that she wouldn't be invited to her own wedding. And then we found out that Mia was actually friends with Jen.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. And she was saying that Pia. She stopped being friends with
who? Her name's not Mia. It's
oh,
Pia.
Pia. Pia. I'm
Pia?
Sorry.
Oh, Pia. See, that's better because I thought it was Eva. So for those
We're
of you at home,
place.
Her name is Pia. Okay.
And then Pia said that Jen, I guess, wanted to hang out with a bigger crowd.
Well, she didn't say that. Evelyn said that.
Oh, well, she made the assumption and she agreed, and I guess
and
that's
this is why you
out.
Have to go to hollyhoops.net because Rebecca knows all about these girls.
Rebecca is a reality queen. She knows her info, so she will definitely correct us anytime we get it wrong.
Do you guys know that I really became more of a Jen fan? I was searching the internet, you know, for interviews or whatnot, and I'm a big fan of The Breakfast Club, a radio show in New York City, and they had Jen on the show. Charlamagne is an incredible interviewer, just personality in general, and it was weird. Jen, and this is why I had my gripe with Jen. I feel like she just presents herself so much. She self-edits. She does a lot for this show. And in the interview, when she was natural, I was really, she was endearing. I liked her a lot better. So I think Jen is an interesting person because I think she puts on too much for the show. But man, if we had her in studio, I'd love to talk to her. I think she is actually pretty cool. You guys might be right.
I'm interested to hear. How was Jen? I didn't see the interview.
She just, it just seemed a little more natural. I mean, she... When she's
well,
on the show, well, she talked about that.
Thanks, Rebecca.
It's not really how she was. What'd she talk about? That's what you want to know.
Give us the dirt.
It wasn't the dirt. She was a nice girl for the first time.
Okay,
she wasn't being I'm over it, and that saucy attitude
but I think
that she
that's
has.
Like her on the defensive when she acts like that.
Well, I don't like that.
Okay, so Ronnie doesn't like when she acts stank.
Well, if we're going to be talking about Jen, then let's at least talk about what happened on the show, which is her and Royce coming together via Susie to sort of work out their problems that have been brewing over the past year. We finally see Jen admit that she was wrong, so maybe she does have the ability to own up to her mistake. So maybe she wasn't lying with stuff with Evelyn and it just got out of hand, because she owned up to it with Royce. And now they hugged it out. I mean, they seem like they're on good terms.
Yeah, and
she complimented Royce's weave. I mean, it seemed like a very sincere
That's not
little...
what she said. She said, your hair looks nice.
Exactly, her weave.
But why you gotta bust her out and say weave, though?
Because your hair doesn't grow overnight like that. Let's be honest.
Stay, Rebecca's going in
I'm
today.
Just
hey, don't hate, because I wear weave if I have my hair straight.
It's not,
okay,
I mean,
the
it's
weave
not
isn't
hating,
all that
it is,
bad.
No, unless you're Kenya, which when it looks crazy,
that's a whole another topic.
When it looks crazy, that's a problem.
We have
if
to wait
not,
to talk
it's
about.
Good.
But I like the way that they just accepted Jen saying my bad.
I was
in 2012 means I'm sorry.
Instead of I'm sorry,
right? Like I apologize. For my behavior.
My bad, girl.
I mean, my bad.
Hey, but, as close as we're going to get to an apology.
Yeah,
so you got to take what you could get.
You know, I feel like Jen, I feel like she came to good terms with Royce. I feel like it's because she's been through this battle with Evelyn. I feel like if she was still on Evelyn's team, she would be duking out with Royce, though.
I was thinking
exactly,
the same thing, Evelyn.
That's always how it is. Yeah. I mean, you know, everyone, when when it was Evelyn and Jen being the mean girls, everybody else was wrong. Nobody was admitting stuff. But now that she's, you know, on the outside, she's out of the circle. Mm-hmm. Another t-shirt. She's out of the circle. So, of course, you know, she's got to make as many friends she can get. Why do you think she's been hanging out with Kenya so much? Can't be really because she likes her.
Well, I think they both relate in the same thing that they're going through right now as far as being ostracized from the mean girls, and so they need each other to cling on to. So
yeah, but Jen was switching up her attitude real quick at that music video screening. She was like super uncomfortable about, you know, Kenya being a single black female.
That's definitely true. But when they first had their meeting and Susie had brought them all together, did you see the way that, like, Roy started off them getting together, though? I know they were scowling at each other at first, but then Royce says, oh, well, she was just really mean to me. And I'm surprised that Jen didn't react to that with an attitude back. She was like, well, you did X, Y, and Z. Like, they started to explain their case. I thought that it was a very civilized conversation because I thought it was going to be far worse than that.
No, but I mean, you know, because when you think about their past altercations or any past altercations, anytime it really gets physical or there's glasses thrown or bottles thrown or fist thrown, Evelyn's usually involved. You never see Jen.
Yes,
you don't ever see Jen leading the pack in, like, you know, the jumping or the bottle throwing or the physicality. I mean, Jen's kind of the chick that she's in a fight, she's probably gonna she's gonna run. She's gonna be like, you're not messing up my face. Like,
she's like, I got too much to lose.
That's Jen's, you know, type of attitude. Mm-hmm. So I mean I didn't expect it to go crazy, but I didn't expect it to be patched over as easily as it was.
Yeah, really smooth. So kudos to Susie for being the
Nobel Peace Prize. Vote for her. Yes,
she wants that award.
Yeah. I don't know where you vote for that, but Susie fans, you can vote for her.
You guys can
Nobel Peace Prize.
Leave us a note on iTunes, rate us, leave a comment if you would like Susie to be to be receiving the Nobel Peace Prize this year. Let us know.
I just think it's funny she decides, okay, well, Evelyn and Susie aren't. Evelyn and, I don't know, she always picks somebody who she's going to decide, okay, we're going to be at peace and we're going to be at war. And, like, right now, Evelyn and Kenya are beefing, but is Susie like, hey, okay, let's make up? No, she's like, let's see this, duke it out, let's see.
That's because she don't like Kenya. If you have friends on both sides, of course you want everybody to be cool, but when you got someone you don't really like and no one really seems to like, it's like,
Susie going to just be indifferent with everybody? I mean, Susie's not
indifferent, though.
Well, but I mean, how long is it going to go? She's just friendly with everybody? She's got to.
Well, she fell out with Tammy for a minute, but she apologized.
She's scared of Tammy, yes.
Well, who isn't scared of Tammy?
Susie's also not, I mean, Susie's not going to fight somebody. There are few people on that cast who have that personality.
Yeah.
Tammy won. Evelyn, too.
I mean, you saw.
And Royce will get down if she has to. Everyone else is like, I'm just going to be back here and we'll see what happens.
But you saw Susie in the gym. She doesn't work out. She's not going to. She's not physical.
I was saying the same thing. I was like, what is Susie doing with that dumbbell?
I heard when you said that. I was like, yes, Fallon, exactly. She's over there lifting water, like taking sips. That was her workout.
Her man literally could be yelling, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Right.
I wonder if all of their ex-husbands
watch
that and like replay that back. They're like, dang, Drake, thank you for that line. Yes. That's exactly how I'm feeling right now.
I feel them, though. All of these ladies' successes are based off of their men's accomplishments. Mm. So, I mean, you know, I love that these ladies are ambitious and they're doing their thing, but they don't give their men any credit. They act as if they've been stars their entire lives.
That's another reason why I barely watch the show. But I praise you guys.
But it's so juicy. We gotta convert Princess, y'all.
You're the commentators for the show. You have
this
to.
This is so entertaining.
I know, and I started off the same exact way as you. I was like, reality? I don't know. But then Ronnie got me doing Basketball Wives, and now I understand why everybody's hooked. So after this episode, watch. You're gonna tune in one more time just to see what happens.
Exactly.
With Tammy or
that's
Evelyn.
Like that's how I feel. Like, really, I'm excited for next episode to see, you know, how this whole trip is going to go down, who's going to go.
Well, I don't think we're quite at the trip next episode.
Yeah, but they're planning it right now. So I want to see who gets invited and who's not going to be left behind. And
everyone's invited.
Oh, like last year when Royce wasn't invited.
Exactly. No. That's what I was saying. I wonder who's going to get left behind or if somebody's going to get left behind.
Well, speaking of planning, who's not planning is Evelyn for her wedding.
Yeah,
so
yes.
And you brought that up late. While we were watching. Like, you're getting married in 5 months?
Well, she keeps talking about how surprised she is that she's getting married and how quickly it happened. But she doesn't seem very excited because you're planning on getting married in 5 months and you haven't set out, saved the dates or picked out invitations or bought a dress. I mean, Listen, if they're always talking about Kenya living on some other planet with her music career, like, you're on another planet planning a wedding. Like, I'm not married, but I know friends who have been married, and it's consumed, like, a year and a half of their whole life. Like, everything. It's
Rebecca, I think that's just setting up her Bridezilla moment for her
reality.
Is she going to have two episodes like Kim Kardashian did? Are we going to do that whole thing?
Yeah. At least Kim hired a wedding planner. Jeez. Evelyn could spare a few dollars and get stuff
handled. Because she's going to leave it up to herself and her assistant to do it?
I don't know.
Send out the save the date.
She doesn't have color. She doesn't have nothing. You have nothing. You have an engagement ring. That's the only thing she has.
And she wants retractable invitations as well?
Well, she wanted a retractable card like, okay, I sent you the save the date, but now you're not invited, so sorry.
Who did she plan on sending that to? The other basketball wives?
I don't know. Maybe she wanted to send it to Jen, exactly. And then she was like, I'm going to send Jen a save the date and see if we patch things up. But if not, I'm going to send her one of these. My favorite thing about her whole wedding planning and whatever is going on with it is the fact that she was seriously, seriously sitting down at lunch like, am I going to be a Johnson or Ocho Cinco?
That's what I said.
You want your last name to be 8'5"? Exactly. Like, not 85, 8'5". Come on, Evelyn.
Jeez. I mean, I'm old school. I would take my husband's last name too, whatever it legally is. So, hey,
she's about to have a basketball team soon, so she might as well be 85 at the end.
I don't know.
You guys got it.
I got it.
Yeah. I didn't get it, but that's okay.
I didn't catch it.
That went like over me, but I'm gonna still laugh, girl. I'm gonna give you your props. Like, woo, that was funny. But no, I mean, that's what a real issue for her is what name is she gonna take? And oftentimes people struggle with that because if they get a divorce, and she mentioned branding.
Well, yeah. But I mean, Ocho Cinco is his own brand. It's his brand in itself. But, and it's a gimmick. I mean, but you can't, I don't care. Like, I don't, if they broke up and Ocho Cinco proposed to me tomorrow and, my last name is never going to be 85.
And then what if he changes his name? What if he's like, I want to be 6'9" now? Like, your last name is 69?
You get changed to a different team.
Doesn't have to change. Jennifer Lopez is still Jennifer Lopez.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, she said she was going to.
She's also not married anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
true. She's not married anymore. She's never changed
her last name, but that's branding. I mean, yeah. Well, Tina Turner knew what she was doing.
I don't think Evelyn needs to get rid of her name, but that's like she's sitting down, like, oh my God. Am I going to be Johnson or Ocho
Cinco?
She
needs to be making the wedding invitation list because that's really.
And stop talking about Jen. Get over it.
No, you know what? In that moment, I kind of felt it in her eyes a little bit that she really couldn't believe like the point that she was at in her relationship with Jen.
But she's responsible for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're responsible for that. So stop talking about it or own up to your own stuff and be like, you know what? I can't believe I made such a big deal out of you calling my man an attention whore and then saying that we don't date the same guys. Like, Evelyn made it
the big deal it is.
You know, Jen's not sitting here like going off about Evelyn unless she's, well, next week she will be after she gets slapped in the face.
But Jen does talk about Evelyn, too. Jen does talk about Evelyn, too. They both get just enough sound bites of each other.
I don't know, more and more lately, I think Jen is kind of like, she's over it. Like, she's, you know,
I feel because like the she's befriending Royce and Kenya as friends. Like, look how desperate this girl is.
No, but I feel like Jen only talks about it or brings Evelyn up when she's, like, asked about it.
Yeah, or prodded.
Oh, exactly. Evelyn will just bring it up out of nowhere. But again, Evelyn knows how to play the game.
And that's also the producers.
She's like, I know this is
going to
make the cut.
Keisha says, Keisha's like, they sit you down, the producers, and they ask you the same question 5 different ways because they want a response. And finally, at the end, you're going to give them that, like, I'm not saying this again. So fine. What do you want me to say about her? Like, okay, let's say it. You know, so part of it is manufactured.
AfterBuzz exclusive, folks. Yeah.
But definitely, you know, I don't know. I think
a reality show? Rebecca from her first show at AfterBuzz said, I'm going to call a spade, and you have been doing so every episode. You bring the honesty in this show for sure. Definitely. So I love that.
Are you our Evelyn of the show? Like, I think you're our Evelyn of this panel.
I am not jumping over this banquet table, whatever you want to call it.
Let's hide the cups. And the bottles.
And the camera equipment.
And also, as we move on in the show, Lauren is going to be doing her Beyond the Drama report, yay. So I didn't want to forget that. And of course, we have Fallon with her top five quotes later on. What else did we see on the episode? Did we see some fun Tammy stuff too? Not fun, but
Tammy
serious.
Tammy's a little bit towards the end, but
if we're going to talk about fun stuff,
yeah, we got to talk about
Let's talk about how it was the clown Kenya episode.
Oh,
from start to finish.
I wish we could play the little snippet that they showed before
of her music video. They showed clips of her video before, which were crazy and equally as bad. But
awful.
This one clip, and I don't know if they sped it up and just like looped it real quick, but I was like, that's the best thing I've ever seen. I was like, why are we not talking about this more?
Wait, Ronnie didn't watch it, so he doesn't know, but we got to fill him in. Tammy went in on pretty much Kenya and was very honest, and Susie wanted everybody to go around and be honest with their feelings.
Well, this is after, you know, Kenya invites everyone to come screen, you know, come screen
she
her music
wine
video.
Shopping with Jen for bottles of wine. How ironic that there's wine bottle shopping.
Which she liked to point out too.
Right.
It's funny that we're shopping for wine.
Gonna
after.
Make the sound bite. And so they wind up shopping for her, and it happens to be at Jen's house as well, or Jen's apartment building.
And everyone already thinks that, you know, Kenya is in love with Jen and wants to be Jen. So, you know, they go shopping, they invite the rest of the, or then Jen goes to lunch with somebody, invites them to the, you know, to the screening. Everyone shows up despite, you know, not liking Kenya, except Evelyn and Shawnee. So you have Tammy, you have Royce, you have Keisha, who also didn't want to be there.
Diva Glam Squad.
Susie, and then, yes, you also have Tammy's cousin,
Shawna,
who is the president of Diva Glam.
How did they look? Because, again,
exactly.
my gripe with the Diva, and I know...
She didn't have any comments on the video.
Can I say this?
The Diva Glam Squad
she looked like she was in
not
the video.
A diva. Exactly. She could have been background.
Be the background dancer.
Listen, she was so quick to be like, you need to do this, and I'm looking at her like, honey, you need to go bleach your teeth, you need to take off those earrings.
Dang, you guys are going in.
I mean, she's Tammy's cousin, so I won't talk too crazy because I don't even know what that means.
That's family.
But yeah, I would like to see Diva Glam's resume or reel of work or what they've worked on to make them, you know, a so-called expert in the field. But yeah, they all clowned her video, which was only like, I mean, did it only seem like it was 30 seconds to me? I mean, do we think it was like a full-length video and they just chopped it up so we can see as much
badness as possible? They showed the entire video, but it was pretty bad. If you guys haven't seen it yet, what you're going to see is a rapper who we've never heard of. You're going to see...
Who kind of resembles Vivica Fox's ex-fiancé Slim from Atlanta, if you guys know who that is.
Google him or Bing him right now, because Bing is for doing.
Yes.
And then you can find who we're talking about. But you also see like a weird like white Asian kind of guy dancing around with a bottle in his hand.
I didn't even notice that guy.
I was like, who's this random person? But it looked like she got like 10 extras together to kind of just throw in the video.
And her dancing was way off. Her clothes looked interesting. And then she also, I don't know about that one look where it was just like, you know, it's like the face shot, like the Vogue shot, but then she's like painted like a zebra cheetah or something.
She had jewels all over her face, but they look like the cheap ones, not like the real, like they look like
they weren't Swarovski crystals.
No, they look like bedazzled, like the machine that your like 8-year-old daughter would have or something.
I kind of feel bad because like compared to her old videos, she's like, wow, I upgraded. You see me? I got bedazzled.
She was feeling herself.
And I'm dancing. I'm in the club. She was like, girls, I'm about to premiere this video. And then they all bashed her. And she was
you know, it's not a good video screening when the first question, regardless of who it came from in the audience, is, you didn't show this to anybody else,
right?
Did you? Like, you saw her face just go.
I am dying to know what Princess thought of her first initial impression of this. Kenya is ridiculous, right?
Well, are you talking about the video? Because
just her in general, just
the video itself. Like I said, it was just horrible. I didn't like it. It was low budget. Even I could have shot a better video than that
on your iPhone.
Like I was just trying to figure out why there was guys with long T-shirts like up to their knees. I thought we were past that already.
Well, that's why.
Well, she's from Detroit. I don't know what's hot in Detroit, but you never know.
They said that she's still living in 1992, so.
Yeah, well, then again, they said she was 40, too.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Tammy, though. 38, 40.
Actor age?
Yeah, so they started off.
Yeah, that's one of my quotes.
They started off before they went even into the video talking messages about her as a person.
Which, how does that conversation even come about? Like, I invite all of y'all to my video screening, right, and you walk in straight away and tell me, oh, you want to be like so and so. You want to be like so and so. Who are we going to see today? And obviously, I mean, that couldn't have been like the first five words out of everybody's mouth.
What if they were like hating on her, like in a way, because what if she does have all those qualities that everyone else has? Like, she has.
Oh, no, girl. I'm gonna let you go.
I'm saying, like, poor girl. But everyone keeps bashing her. It's like, no, they're basically trying to kick her off
you
the
need,
show.
You need to catch up.
Can I say this, though?
You need to catch up.
We're all rolling our eyes for those of you who are downloading this on iTunes.
Kenya really has thick skin. If I was in her position, I think I would have choked up or flipped out. And she was just like, this is me. I'm fabulous. And
that's what, you know, I had said something like that, and I don't know if I articulated what I was trying to really get at. That I do appreciate.
It was probably a little backhanded compliment you always do, right? You're like, well, Kenya was great, but
she's a whore. Ronnie will just like go in,
and you're like, wow, okay, thanks.
I am the king of the compliment-diss, but no, listen. Yes. Kenya, this is what I appreciate. I mean, even from the preview, what I saw, you know, she did. So, guys, how do you like it? She does have what Fallon said, that thick skin, and I do always appreciate that about her.
But is it thick skin or is that just the, is that the crazy? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, because sometimes, and that's what Evelyn was saying too, when she was at that dinner, she saw her eyes shift from like left to right, like real slow.
This is true.
Like, and I do, like, I feel her when she's saying that. Like, I feel like all of a sudden, like, Kenya, like, puts on, and then the second she gets shot down, instead of going crazy, like, you know, she did on her husband, she just, like, switches into the crazy where, so then it just, like, kind of rolls off her. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, maybe that is tough skin, you know?
She's crazy.
The only time that we've seen Kenya kind of switch off and get ready to go at it was when she was outside.
With Keisha. Exactly. She kicked off the kitten heels. Exactly. Like,
she kicked off the kitten heels, she kind of like froze and didn't know what was.
Well, because that's why, like, I feel like she thinks like Keisha's an easy target, other girls were after Keisha. So of course, you know, if she goes after her, no problem. But when you're sitting in a room with Tammy, you got Royce, you had Keisha there. Keisha was making a whole lot of facial expressions, but she didn't say a dang thing because. Obviously, last time that didn't go so well. So I think she was just a silent observer in this episode ill facial expression.
I think we summed it up with Kenya then. She's got multiple personalities, and all of these personalities get along with each other. I mean, Kenya.
but not with the group.
But you're right. She's got her own team.
Each other inside her own head.
She doesn't need the glam squad. Right, she's got her own group.
She calls herself fabulous. And she think that she doesn't really believe that, but I think she's trying to convince herself of it. Like, I don't think she was telling us that as viewers watching it. I think she's really trying to convince herself for her own self-esteem. Because it has to be shot at this point.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I know she was, like, in pageants and stuff. And, like, I watch Toddlers and Tiaras. So, like, maybe she was a little girl and her mom made her wear, like, you know, one of those padded bras and the padded butts to do a pageant. And ever since then, she's just, like, had like, crazy, just craziness. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to give her an excuse to be crazy, but I don't have one.
I
need her to open up like exactly. Tammy is. Like, I need to know,
to
like,
a reason why.
What happened?
Exactly.
So, what I don't necessarily understand is how she's trying to be like every single person. Because what they did was they gave us examples with the purse and the shoes and everything, but maybe I'm not noticing it.
I've been noticing it.
Yeah, because if you see her, like, in those first episodes when she's meeting up with Keisha, she's, like, real, like, frumpy and dowdy and, like, dressed kind of like. Even when she went with that first meeting with Tammy and the glam squad, they were like, what are you wearing? And she's like, I can't dance in this. Like, but she looked crazy. she looked like a little bit more like more low key and casual. And a little, I mean, she still, no matter what, looks a little bummish, but like.
She looks like not put together.
But now she's got like, I don't know if her dress this week was like hair, like, you know, Hervé Léger, like, but it looked like if it wasn't, it was like the BB version. Like, she's trying to step her like.
Did you go there?
I'm sorry, I did. Is that wrong?
Did you go there?
Don't tell me you didn't notice her weave looking like Tammy's. Before it's all wavy now, like, there was a comparison. You had to see it.
But for them to call her, single black female, like, that was just wrong.
I mean,
and Jen didn't feel comfortable with that either. Jen is like awkward, sitting there getting dissed because it's kind of a diss to her too.
Did Jen say anything?
No, Jen was just sitting there. She's uncomfortable, like, I'm not comfortable with her earrings, like, well, I don't want to be here if someone, you know, like, I don't know. How would you? Like,
and I'm sorry if that's your friend. You guys are just going to, you're just going to let them clown her like that? Because well, you're not going to talk about my friends in my face like that.
But I don't think they're friends. They go they go to shoot and buy one and go shopping for Shawnee's party. But I don't think they're like, I don't think Jen's calling her and like, Jen's got more famous friends. Jen's calling Nene Leakes. Exactly. Like, hey, Nene, she's not calling Kenya's ass.
Jen did say in her testimonial she did see a different side at the viewing of Kenya.
Well, because
that
Kenya,
she didn't see before.
Because Kenya does know it all, too. I mean, that's the thing about Kenya. You can't, and I mean, no matter what, you can love your friends all you want. No one has all the answers. Like, and if you genuinely, if you hold a screening party and ask people for their opinions, you got to be open to, like, hear what they're going to say.
Constructive criticism.
And, like, I know it probably came off mean to her, but, like, at the same time, like, anyone. I mean, we're four girls outside of the circle. We got a guy, Ronnie, in there. Like, we've all watched the video, and it's crazy. So, like, you know, if you're the only one who doesn't see it, and you have, like, people who are close to you telling you that it's crazy and not to show this, and if you're serious about this, like, take it seriously. Like, be able to hear somebody, you know?
You know it's bad when they tell you in your own music video that you can't dance.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell her that. You would have thought she was Ciara. And I say Ciara because Ciara can even dance her ass, like, off over Beyonce, like
Sarah
you,
dance.
Yeah, like yes. You would think that Kenya was up there, like, no, she's I've like, been dancing all my life, and yep. No one's ever had a problem with it. Like, well, I don't know who
Sierra
dance teacher was.
Sierra,
they were lying.
Sierra and the ride
was lying.
In the ride video was a serious situation.
Oh,
sure.
That was a good one. You take it back.
I wanted
the promise. Sierra's videos are dope.
Kenya's getting what she wants. She wants, you know, all that attention. So maybe that's where she. Her being half crazy is probably good.
Yeah, but it didn't work for Mika last year, so it's going to be a fine line. We're just going to have to see where she ends up.
That's true. I was going to go on to Tammy. I was going to ask you what happened with Tammy, but what's up, Fallon?
Oh, I had a conclusion. Maybe, just maybe, Kenya decided to have or do a bad video on purpose.
Oh, for the buzz? But wouldn't
I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't it be smarter to impress us than to make us not like?
And what was that? Was that the song? Was that Changes? Because I think that's the single she just released last week on iTunes. So, like,
did we get a number? Because we had a bet going.
Oh,
remember?
We did have a bet.
I don't have any numbers. I've heard
try to Google crickets. Bing it right now.
Right, try to Bing it really quick. Bing is for doing.
I don't know. That's crazy. Well, Ronnie, you wanted to go to a commercial, right? Should we do a commercial and then we'll come back and talk about Tammy's little emotional moment?
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
All right.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. Like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Gives me good quotes. We're back. I'm talking about the quotes from Basketball Wives and how it gives me good material throughout the weekend. But we want to talk about the emotional moment with Tammy and her mother.
And you only got to see like a sneak peek because that's what they usually do. That's how they bring you back next week. In the last 5 minutes, you get a little gold nugget of something good. And then you're like, oh, I got to tune in next week. You know, this time it wasn't a bottle. This time it was a, you know, confession. Mom on mom little talk.
How good does her mother look, though?
Her mom looks great.
Amazing,
did
right?
Did you keep her nails? I'm like, okay.
Yeah, mom, we
kind of met.
That is fabulous. Yes. I don't know what Kenya's definition of fabulous, but that ain't it. But the mom is fabulous.
And I also saw, though, where Tammy gets her eye roll from, because when Tammy said, I went and saw a therapist, her mom rolled her eyes all the way back in her head. She was like, what? No. Why? How'd that go? Like, I don't know. It was funny. I see a lot of Tammy's mannerisms in her mom.
Yeah. When I was watching it, the first
thing. A calmer version, though.
The first thing I thought of, if I was the mom, I would be like, oh, no. Like, the cameras are, you know, in front of you. That's something that's, you know, not every family is perfect. You go through things. And to sit there and say, you know, hey, mom, I went to a therapist. You know, she's ready to load it up and say it all on camera. I could just feel the mom's heart just sink and, to her
yeah,
stomach.
Yeah, like, what are you going to deliver me?
Like, what are you going to say, and what are you going to say on camera?
Right.
Clearly, Tammy draws you in, not just, you know, with the drama, but also this sensitive side to her, or this effort for her to change, enough so that we're getting phone calls about it, too. So let's go to the phones. AfterBuzz, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey, guys. It's Lauren.
Oh, hi.
Even better. It's Lauren's Beyond the Drama Report. How are you?
We need a little love in our lives.
Yes, trying to keep the love in your lives and these basketball wives' lives. Also, Rebecca, I just want you to know, don't ever look at Kenya as a representation of Detroit, because I'm from Detroit.
Disclaimer.
I just said I've never been there, but that's where she's repping. So,
if
you know,
anybody at home has seen Lauren,
no
she
offense
is
in the Motor City.
Beautiful and has a great personality and is nothing
and she has great
like
hair.
Kenya.
Can yes. I say that?
Beautiful hair. That's that Dominicana in black. Yes. Yes. Got it going on. So, Lauren, what do you got for us? Any love to give?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to talk about Royce. You know, I love Royce. She's definitely one of my favorites. And she's using her platform for more than popping bottles and throwing bottles. she took to Twitter and she talked to Global Grind exclusively about the Trayvon Martin case. I know we all know about that. It's been all over the news. He was an unarmed teen who was killed in Florida by George Zimmerman. And she expressed her pain, and she can relate to the whole situation and to Trayvon's mother because she is a mother. And she's told Global Grind, I'm raising a young man, this is my heart, and to know that when he gets older, I'll be fighting battles that I can't fight for him. I'm going to be scared every day. I'm scared every day now. And I think that was a pretty powerful statement. I think the fact that she's even speaking on this is powerful because, I mean, obviously, basketball wives are synonymous with drama. And, you know, she's putting something positive in this. She's even fighting for a certain law in Florida to be passed so people like George Zimmerman can't just walk free. I won't put my full opinion on it, but, you know, I just think that it's wonderful what she's doing.
Absolutely.
And she's taking a stand, so.
Anyone who can sort of raise awareness and do something to make a change is commendable. So, way to go, Royce.
Definitely.
Exactly. It is. She can make a difference more than some of us can because she has so many people following her and
exactly.
watching her every move. So,
yeah,
you know,
and she can inspire others. Yeah, exactly. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's for the other girls.
I've
been browsing all over Twitter and message boards. And I honestly, guys, it's getting harder. I just tweeted. It's getting so hard to find positive things about these basketball wives. Like,
there's
I want to just throw my hands up. It's over. I can't hear it anymore.
Evelyn took to Twitter and apologized for her actions.
That's positive.
She's growing as a person. And in the show, Jen, you know, she was saying, I'm growing as a person. And I was able to say, my bad.
Right, my bad.
I mean,
that's a little humility.
Good for the producers for putting together such a great show and giving them the right things to say. But next week it's going to be, you know, another story. They're going to be fighting again.
Exactly.
And I love Jen. I honestly do love Jen. But I just wish in the public eye, outside of this show, that we can find more things for them to use their platforms.
You would think so. And, you know, I love Evelyn too, but I don't think, like, a mass apology on Twitter, like, that's not personal. You know what I mean? An apology is supposed to be a personal thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Like, yay for doing it on Twitter. Everybody knows everything about you off Twitter. So
it's
nothing special, but
apology, though. I think that's an apology to the fans for having acted out irrationally,
but
not an apology to Kenya. She doesn't
have to apologize to her fans, though, because that's what her fans like about her, is that she's, you know,
but she was trying to play this sincere, I'm so sad for what I did. No, you know, it's like the Tiger Woods apology, or like the, you know, like the Clinton apology. Like, it's one of those apologies that's not really authentic. I just have to appease the fans with it.
It's like Kobe buying his wife that ring the first time.
Yikes. Lauren, did you have any final opinions? Because we're going to go to Fallon's top five quote report.
No, just, you know, guys, for the fans out there, speaking of the fans, if you guys do find something beyond the drama about these girls during the week, make sure you email info@afterbuzztv.com. Let us know, you know, what's going on beyond the drama, because we want to hear it from you guys, too. And follow me on Twitter, Lauren's Love. It's Lauren's L-U-V. Love you guys.
Love you.
See you later.
Bye. We love you, Lauren. Bye.
Bye.
Fallon, what do you got?
All right. They're in no order. I just jotted them down.
No, dish it to us, girl.
Give them to you.
Standout quotes of the night.
Maybe me is just a mixture of all them, and that's what makes me fabulous. And of course, that is Kenya talking about how she is
a little bit
delusional.
Exactly.
We also have, all of a sudden, you got every Louis Vuitton that Jen has. You got Evelyn's handbag, and you got my hair. You ain't us. And that was Tammy.
They were going in on Kenya.
That was Tammy going in on Kenya.
I mean, they just had to break it all the way down. Because, you know, sometimes if you break a person, I mean, and I'm not encouraging this, but if you break a person down enough, you kind of, you know, they crack. And then you get to see, like, who the real person is. Like, maybe that's just what they're trying to do. They're just trying to, like, chip away at that shell and see if they can get to, like, who this chick really is. Because, obviously, at this point, we're 8 episodes in, nobody knows.
And she feels very fake, though.
Yeah, and you would think at 40, she would know who she is. And that's another quote Tammy had said. She was speaking to Susie, and she says, Susie, nobody cares that she's 40. I just found that funny.
Well, Susie trying to be a pop star.
Susie can't let it go. Like, Susie straight up, like, has issues with her age and how she, I mean.
How old is she really?
Well, 38. But, like, Susie, I think, is probably the same age. And, like, let's not, like, they're all in their late 30s. Late 30s or older.
About their age, but.
You know, like, none of them are really, like,
Susie said
age appropriate, you know?
On one of the shows, she said, I'm 7 years away from being 40. So she has called out her age. That was, like, episode 1 or 2 of this year.
But, you know, none of them are, like, the most age appropriate. Like, they're all, you know, they're moms. They're not wives, but they're moms.
I always forget that Susie's a mom because, as you say, she's never talked about her kids at all.
Keisha's not a mom, unless you count Peanut, FYI. Just throwing
the dog.
That out there. Yeah. I was like, just throwing that out there.
What else you got, Fallon?
Another quote is, I don't think a normal person could handle my mouth and my attitude. And that was Evelyn
speaking the truth.
And I feel that way, too.
Yes.
You know, and maybe that's a New York thing, but it definitely takes a certain kind of person to be able to handle someone with a sassy mouth. That's all I'm going to say.
And that Evelyn could even acknowledge that. Evelyn had another great quote, and this is my favorite quote of the night. She said, Chad saw a good thing and bagged it. I'm just saying.
Hey.
She is so cocky with it.
She is.
We just gotta get her down that aisle. I just want to see her get down the aisle, though. I mean, I feel her on that quote, but let me see you down the aisle. Are they married yet?
No. Okay. Absolutely not married.
Okay.
You're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
You go first,
Maddie. Prediction. I think that we're going to start to see Evelyn freak out little bit by little bit about the wedding.
Yes.
And she's going to take it out on the other cast members. So I think we're going to start to see her trying to choke everyone out in a second. But in a good way, you know, because Evelyn's entertaining. However, choking someone out could be in a good way.
Well,
what do you got?
At least she'll look pretty doing it, right?
She always does. Even when she's talking trash about to jump somebody or hit him in the head with a bottle.
She still looks good.
She still looks amazing.
Her bun was still
flying in the air. Doing a squirrel jump in the air. She still looks awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I predict Kenya's going to crack at one point. I don't know if it's going to be exactly this episode, but she's definitely going to crack. I think something's going to click in her head and she's going to be like, wait, this is not helping my self-esteem. These girls are really breaking me down.
My predictions for next episode is that we are going to see the reddest hand on Jen's face ever. Because if you saw that preview, it clapped. I'm just saying.
I can't believe she did it. We saw
that
slap in the preview. So, yeah, we got to tune in for that fight.
The assistant is getting it in.
Princess, you got a prediction really quick?
I really predict this whole show. There's going to be drama after drama after drama after drama. A big novella.
How did you Good know? Job. See, Princess prediction. She knows what's up. Well, thank you guys.
Yeah,
we love
you so
at
much.
Home.
Make sure
thank
to
you Princess
in.
For coming. Also, we have a special guest. And then we also want to thank Ronnie Jr. back there on the ones and twos doing a fantabulous job.
And
fabulous.
Make sure you guys leave comments, us on Twitter, YouTube, whatever. Follow us.
Exactly.
Do all that.
And you can follow us on AfterBuzz TV. And then also you can follow us on Twitter at @spicy_Madi. Tweet at me if there's anything you guys want to talk about. You can also follow Rebecca, the Rebecca Prince.
No, or just Rebecca Prince TV. Or
sorry,
I'm just correcting people all day. Or go to the Holly Hoops blog if you need like a little Basketball Wives fix throughout the week. Woo!
And then, Fallon, you say yours because I'm going to mess it up.
At Miss Mercedes, M-I-S Mercedes.
And then Ronnie Jr. Media as well on his Twitter. And then, Princess, what's your Twitter?
Mine's at TV Host Princess.
At TV Host Princess, if you want to look at some cute photos of her.
And vote for us. Rank us on the iTunes chart. I'm sick of seeing us not ranked up there.
Yes, so. we want to be on
Basketball
the top.
Wives
show
fans,
us
do your
you
thing.
You about this life. All right,
from Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.